Greetings and welcome to today's podcast. We are your hosts, Friederike, Tabea and Halid.
We are students of Anglistik at the University of Stuttgart and participate in the MA-MBA Anglistik Mentoring Program of our department. In the context of this, we explore possibly unknown offerings of the University of Stuttgart.
In today's episode on how can your university serve you better, we would like to introduce you to one of our university's most valuable and energetic departments, the University Sports.
At the beginning of every semester, you will receive an email from the University Sports about the catalog and the registration dates for the sport courses. The current catalog offers over 100 sport courses per semester.
Yes, and the selection is just amazing. There are martial art classes such as Aikido and Jiu-Jitsu, fitness classes for those who want to maintain their shape year-round, team sports like football, basketball and volleyball, dance courses like tango, which brings the Argentinian spirit to Stuttgart, extreme sports like freefall and skydiving for the adrenaline seekers, table tennis and many more branches under the guidance of expert instructors. You'll find the whole list on the website of the University of Stuttgart under the name University Sports.
Wow, there's something for everyone. I think it is a great opportunity for students to participate in these sports, to meet new people, shake off some stress from studying, and get involved in new hobbies.
Exactly. I think in general, sports are not only good for physical and mental health, but also for confidence. If you do sports regularly, you often have the better posture and just feel great and sporty after taking a session. When I get home from the gym, I always feel great, although I often was not motivated before.
Yes, me too. I always feel relaxed and my head is free after doing sports. I can concentrate better on my tasks then.
Many of the courses also target different groups like beginner and advanced participants. So, if they have previous experience in a sport, they can use this chance to further develop their skills. Or, if someone is a beginner, they can lay down the foundation and enjoy learning a new skill. Students also enjoy a discount and to get the chance to enroll in these courses a week earlier.
Did you enroll in any of these courses, Halid?
I was enrolled in sport shooting last semester. I have always liked the sport and watched it during the Olympic Games, but I never had the chance to practice it somewhere. After receiving the email from University Sports about the courses opening for the semester, I was quite excited. So, I set a reminder to the course registration day and I was quick enough to be admitted. I should point out that many of the spots fill up quickly, so I suggest you set up your reminders as well.
Yes, there is an especially huge demand for volleyball and table tennis with a waiting list of over 100 people. What branches interest you, Tabea?
I am thinking about enrolling in something like Pilates or yoga. I've never done something like this before, but I think it's really interesting and more exhausting than one might think. How about you, Friederike?
I've been playing volleyball in my hometown for as long as I can remember. However, I had to move out for my studies and I was no longer able to play regularly. But because of what the team in Feingen offers, I can pursue my passion again.
There is also a great filter system where you select which days and times you are free, and then the website shows you all the possible courses. I think this is great for people with a tight schedule.
Yes, that's really nice. For example, I have a long day at the University of Stuttgart on Thursdays, but on Mondays and Tuesdays, I have a lot of time where I may participate in these activities.
Some courses for this semester are still available. You can participate in them until 15th of October in summer semesters, and there are still so many interesting ones. So it's never too late, you can still book a course you find interesting.
If there are still available slots in a course, an instructor may allow you to come to the premises so that you can see if the sport attracts your interest. Make sure to get in touch with the instructor to see if it's possible.
The university sports team works around the clock to arrange events and manage the courses. Dr. Melanie Haag takes over the management. So in case you have some questions regarding your participation in one of the courses, feel free to contact them.
If you have previous experience in a sport and would like to teach it or want to take responsibility of leading a course, you may contact them to see what can be arranged. The university sports always looks for more coaches.
Furthermore, they are also seeking student employees who would like to participate in the organizational team for managing events, or people with creative ideas who want to produce short films or other visuals for the social media pages.
Dr. Melanie Haag was kind enough to offer us a slot for an interview in her busy schedule. So, we use this opportunity to ask her some questions and gather information about the department. Let's listen to what she has to say.
Can you shortly describe your department? What events do you organize, your duties and the opportunities that you provide to the students?
We provide a huge and colorful program with over 400 sport courses in about 150 different kind of sports or sport branch. And at the moment, we are not yet back to our old number of courses after Corona. We are sad about that. The trainers are missing in some courses, and we are missing the Keltenschanze as a sport venue. But we have a new outdoor fitness court named Spartacus next to the Keltenschanze. It was a project together with the Stuvus. So the Stuvus organized the financial part, and we organized the fitness part. And so it's 24/7 open. You can use it training. There's a possibility for doing some games, playing, just hanging around. It's meant as a meeting point, coming together. And we have another project there. It's from Una Terra. There are some students building up solar sitting place, so you can work there, charge your notebook or your handy, or listen to music or something like that, playing some maybe badminton or frisbee or something like that. Use the place. We have normally events. Last time we had 2019, we had a campus run. And before Corona, we had the ball night in the winter term. It was a fun sport ball tournament in our Almendringhalle. And it was, yes, all the time a funny event with a little bit of alcohol. And yes, it was starting in the evening, going until 3 o'clock in the morning. And it was really, really funny and entertaining. And then we offer a school course. It's called Stress Management. It's a course you can get some credits learning mental strategies for handling stress during the studies or using it afterwards. It's a really important thing for handling your life, the work-life balance. So yes, you can register for the SQ over the campus management system. We offer vacancy sports for the kids, for students or from students or for the employees. They're doing some outdoor sports here, climbing, paddling, mountain biking. And so they're from 8 to 5 here with us on the venue outdoor, and then yes, they doing sports together, having fun, and yes, and they're getting a meal in the for the day. Yes, so I think at the moment that's all. So we are on our way to increase, and I think the main thing for our duties is we are bringing the people together. We are connecting people. It's not just sports with us. You can know other students, you can meet other people, you can find friends. And I think the social part you can get at a university sports is the most important part you can get. We are a huge network. You can get in connected to students from other universities. And I think it's a big social thing we have here.
Do you get requests for more courses to be opened?
Yes, for sure, all the time, because everything is fully booked and we have waiting lists. And yes, we are getting a lot of requests, but we are limited because of the venues. I already told you that the Keltenschanze is not possible to use this term. We hope for the winter term. And at the moment we are missing, or we have not that amount of trainers or people leading courses. So that's the reason we are a little bit limited with our courses.
Who can register for the courses?
The students from the University of Stuttgart and employees. Then we have collaboration with the HDM, HFT, Duale Hochschule and Akademie der Bildenden Künste, Fraunhofer and Max Planck. they can take part at our courses as well and register. And then 1 week after the registration of the students and the employees, we offer places for guests. So they are alumni, students, they keep in touch with the university, and are people living around, or we have some special kind of offers like Chugger or something like that. So you can't find it around Stuttgart, so they come to the university sports playing Chugger or Quidditch or something like that. So guests are allowed, but they can register 1 week after, so they get the rest of the not free places in the classes. So it's just the rest.
What should students do if they would like to participate in the tournaments?
So they can contact Kilian. He is our Sportreferent. You can find the email address on our homepage, and he can give you the important information about registration, which kind of sports, the regulations, and the financial support you can get from the university sports taking part. I think that's the important things, and you can check our homepage. There's information and links, important links about the tournaments and the possibilities.
Do you think the university sports department is getting enough interest from students and from the administration?
I think we have a lot of interest from the students. So it's shown by our waiting list and fully booked classes and courses. So I think we have a lot of interest from the students, and if it's possible, much more students want to use our courses and our sports opportunities. I think the main duty from the university sports connecting people is not really registered or recognized by the administration and the people deciding at a university. So I think we have a lot of benefits and potentials are not used, especially connecting the students with the university. I think that's a really, really huge benefit we can use with the university sports, and it's not used. I think the university sports is able to do a lot of cross-sectional tasks in the university. So we can do health preventing things, we can connect the people, we can do things for the social health, we can do for the emotional connection to the university. We can do a lot of duties in this way, integration and everything, and we need a little bit more attention for getting these duties done. So, yes, we want to do that, but we need a little bit more attention for that.
This has been a quite helpful and informative interview. As Dr. Haag pointed out, university sports is not only about physical activity. It also brings together the student community of the University of Stuttgart and helps the students remain connected to the university even after they graduate. It is a fundamental structure of our university.
Exactly. There are a lot of alumni who decide to remain in Stuttgart after their graduation, and they lead courses and participate in these activities. It's a great opportunity for students to extend their network. Who knows, maybe they will meet more experienced people in their field of studies and share the wonderful experiences that they have to offer.
To experience the university life to its fullest, the university sports at the University of Stuttgart is there for you. So set your reminders and take advantage of this wonderful opportunity.